Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump closed out his campaign for re-election a few hours ago in the same place where he wrapped up his 2016 campaign, in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We made history together 4 years ago, and tomorrow we're going to make history once again.
The president blitzed key states ahead of Election Day, holding four other rallies from North Carolina to Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Both Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden made last-ditch push for votes on Monday. Biden's final event before Election Day was in Pittsburgh, where he held another drive-in rally with a mostly black audience.
Millions of Americans have already voted. Over almost 100 million now. Millions more will vote tomorrow. My message is simple. The power to change this country is in your hands.
Biden has devoted much of the past couple of days focusing on Pennsylvania, a state that could play a big role in deciding the election. Republicans in Texas have been dealt a setback. A federal appeals court panel has denied their appeal of a federal judge's ruling, rejecting their bid to have about 127,000 early votes thrown out. But Harris County is still closing most of its drive-through voting locations on Election Day. Jen Rice of Houston Public Media reports.
A federal judge on Monday dismissed a lawsuit from Texas GOP activists seeking to invalidate drive-through voting in Harris County. That means the 127,000 drive-through votes cast during early voting will count. But the judge said drive-through voting would violate rules for Election Day. In response, Harris County Clerk Chris Hollins announced late Monday night that the county will close drive-through voting at 9 out of 10 locations where it was offered. The county will have 800 walk-in polling locations open on Election Day. For NPR News, I'm Jen Rice in Houston.
The Trump administration allowing Georgia to move forward on a plan to not offer Georgians a central website to look for health insurance. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports that the move sends a clear political message just before the presidential election.
A central part of the Affordable Care Act was the creation of insurance marketplaces for individuals looking for a health plan. Today, most states use healthcare.gov, the federal exchange, although 14 states in Washington, D.C. use their own state-based exchanges. But under Georgia's just-approved plan, Georgians will no longer use healthcare.gov, and no state-based exchange will take its place. The Trump administration argues this plan will lower premiums and give consumers more choices, but critics say this would likely lead to consumer confusion and ultimately decrease insurance coverage in the state. President Trump seems to be signaling he's making good on his promise to get rid of Obamacare as Americans head to the polls. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
Nicaragua scrambling to evacuate people from the country's Atlantic coast. This is NPR. Police in the Austrian capital of Vienna have fanned out across the city following an attack that authorities now say left five people dead, including one of the gunmen who opened fire in the city center. Kerry Skyring is in Vienna, where the attack is being linked to the Islamic State movement.
Around 8 p.m. local time, heavily armed gunmen began shooting indiscriminately in the narrow and busy streets around Vienna's main synagogue. The attacks came as many Viennese enjoyed a night out at local cafes and restaurants ahead of a COVID-related curfew beginning at midnight. Police say one of the attackers has been identified as a radicalized person connected to the Islamic State organization. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz called the shootings a despicable terrorist attack. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Skyring in Vienna.
Now to Nicaragua, which is scrambling to evacuate people from the country's Atlantic coast as Hurricane Eta moves closer to landfall. Eta strengthened into a Category 4 storm Monday, and the National Hurricane Center in Miami is warning of flash floods and catastrophic winds in Central America. Forecasters say Eta will dump rain measured in feet, not inches. The death toll from Friday's earthquake that hit the western Turkish city of Izmir is rising. Officials now say at least 98 people were killed in the city. Two teenagers also died on the Greek island of Samos. The Associated Press is reporting that Turkish rescuers have pulled a young girl out alive from the rubble of a collapsed apartment building 4 days after the quake struck. The U.S. Geological Survey put the quake's magnitude at 7.0. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.